This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. $16,000 might not seem such a big deal, but pro-life groups are blasting the Food and Drug Administration for simply buying human specimens from abortion for any reason. The $16,000 figure is a one-year contract to provide fresh tissue for creating chimeric mice with human immune systems. Pro-life groups are working to get the Trump White House to correct the situation now and for the future. Argentina's off-and-on legislative battle to legalize abortion is back on again. The upper chamber of Argentina's legislature is expected to vote on 12-week abortions and compelling all doctors to participate. After Ireland's May election removing pro-life protections, Irish politicians are rapidly trying to turn the republic into an abortion haven. Ireland's Prime Minister, or Taoiseach, is openly welcoming abortions from North Ireland, where providing abortion remains illegal. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, assistance in suicide or early arranged death is making a sprint through California's Senate without debate. And a former Obama White House advisor says Democrats are entirely too focused or obsessed with abortion. The push for unlimited abortion, even for immigrants, and forcing conscientious objecting doctors to perform them may be seeing some pushback. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.